Hello everyone, this is Legendary Green Ranger. Good morning. I fear we continue the subject on bullying. I want to let you guys know that they made a law that states that bullying and cyberbullying are both bullying in all ways, shapes, or form. Which, I got a friend, which I'm not going to be mentioning any names because I know that if I mention names, this type of podcast will come back with him at full force with more bullying. But the bully podcaster has done nothing but try to destroy a friend of mine so that he could make himself look better and look good and try to destroy his reputation. He's already did quite a bit of damage to his reputation, which is never a good sign, and also made him lose a bunch of good friends. I am one of my buddy's good friends. So the one thing I enjoy is the fact that he's one of the coolest guys ever. He may be optimistic and outgoing, a little bit hyper and stuff, but those are the good things I like about him, because he's, you know, optimistic. You know, he's completely awesome when he's hyper. That's some of the nice things I like about him, because, you know, when he's hyper and he's optimistic and stuff, you know, he likes to pick up a controller and play video games. But the one thing I will not stand is for this one podcaster just bullies him. Bullies. And he's going to bully other podcasters, too, along the road that know him soon. So it's one of those things where, you know, things should have been left alone after the first attack. You know, my buddy's he's not trying to grow popularity. He's trying to grow a reputation to show that, you know, he's not who this other podcaster is saying, which is the bully. AKA cyber bully podcaster. You know, he just got to stop. My buddy's trying to do this for fun. He's trying to enjoy to do this podcasting. And another thing too, I enjoy listening to it. I really haven't had a chance to listen to a lot of all his podcasting, but what I do enjoy is reading my buddy's books that he wrote. So, you know, things have been, you know, good to him when he got his first book published. You know, I could see a brighter future for him being a author or a video game designer. Hell, I can tell you this one thing. I want to be a video game designer as myself. You know, it'd be kind of cool to join forces with him to design video games. You know, some really cool fighting games, some really cool RPG games, you know, stuff like that. You know, to expand our horizons and stuff. But when you got people that are bullies, cyber bullies, that act like jerks and stuff, thinking they're all that when they're not, I'm sorry, but I really don't care what this cyber bully podcaster has to say. If he wants to come say something, come say it to my face. Don't be a coward and be a jerk. Because the one thing I enjoy is seeing my buddy as happy as a camper. But if you're just going to go off and ruin someone's reputation, you're no better than a bully. I'm surprised this guy hasn't been arrested by federal agents for this issue. You know, a lot of people could turn this guy in for cyberbullying and ruin someone's reputation. You know, I'm surprised no one hasn't stood up. Why don't you guys take time to think about your own kids? What would happen to them in the future? Are you going to let them be bullied for the rest of their lives? Or are you going to put an end to bullying and make them realize that bullying is completely wrong? You know, I'm not a journalist. I am a, when I am what is called a person that likes to tell the facts. Tells them straight, and I'm very much blunt on the situation. So many things that could happen when it comes to cyberbullying, depression, self-injury, self-execution, which means suicide. One of the things I enjoy is the fact that, you know, seeing my friends laugh, smile, and whatnot. Along with it, I also enjoy the time I have with my friends. It honestly, I will be very blunt on this. I care about my friends a lot. And I know my friends far more than the cyber bully podcaster. So, whoever this podcaster is, my one friend will not mention his podcaster name. But all I'm going to say is this. Wherever your name is on your podcaster list, it's not your podcaster name. You need to switch it to Cyber Bully Podcaster, because that's what you are. Because I don't tolerate bullying one bit. Even though my friends can give me a hard time, but you know what? They do it because they care about me. They do it because they, you know, they want to see me expand my horizons, you know, quit using the same tactics on video games, you know, push forward, do something spontaneous, do stuff that, you know, could make me a better gamer. And I get that. I really do. And another thing too, school. Me and my wife just adopted a kid that we're, you know, and, you know, the mother is willing to do it under an open adoption. He's getting bullied in school, which I'm not going to mention cities or names or anything like that. But kids need to stop bullying, because just to let you know, I've read an article in Wisconsin. If your child is bullying another child, guess what happens? The parents get charged. They get charged with a nice amount of money. First offense is $50. Second is $100. Third is $200. Fourth is $400. It adds up. So, you know, so parents, let your kids know bullying is not the right thing to go. If they want money, do it how I did it. Earn it through allowances by doing chores. Back when I was a kid, $1 was a lot to me. Way before I even had a job. And honestly, when I saved up my money, the one time I bought my own wallpaper for my own bedroom when I was a kid. So if you look at that, boom. I actually had more than enough money for that. And including top it off, had enough to literally buy myself a couple of toys of my own choice. So you want money? Go. If your kids want money, make them do chores. Also, another thing too. Here's another thing too. I'm going to state a few movies and TV shows that actually have the thing of bullies in it, so you can show your kids that bullying is not the right thing to do. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The First Never Ending Story, which you can watch both of those on Netflix. Also, read up on reports on kids that were bullied. You know, listen to their stories. Heck, when I was a kid, I got bullied. I was bullied by someone, I'm not going to mention names, to keep the privacy. He bullied me when I was in the fourth grade, and he was like a fifth, sixth grader. I was out in recess. He always beat the crap out of me and stuff, and my mom got furious. My mom came close to pulling me out of the school a few times because the teachers weren't doing anything. Until one year, actually, not one year, but until like about a few months ago, boom. The teachers finally said, this is enough. So, things haven't been, you know, one of the things haven't been the same. And sorry about the background, guys, because I'm outside walking to work. So anyway, but still, you know, things are just incredible. What the power of friendship and the power of honesty and caring can do for a child. You know, it's one thing to defend someone who's weaker than the others. But when it comes to from becoming weak, defending the weak, to bullying the weak. If you're bullying the weak, you're no better than criminals. But if you're defending the weak, you're awesome. You know, you'd be considered a hero. You know, not in a way to earn a medal or something, but more like earn the trust of somebody. Don't expect a word if you're defending somebody. Be their friend. Be somebody that they can, you know, help you become a stronger person, how to defend yourself away from the bullying. Because that's the only way that's going to work. When, you know, it's like some of those things where, you know, it's getting, you know, bullying is a big, huge issue. If you can't stop and talk nice things about somebody and listen to their podcast or something, you know what? Shut your mouth. Literally shut your damn mouth for once and listen. Stop attacking people for no apparent reason. You have no right to start bashing somebody when you don't know that person personally. If you don't know that person personally, you know what? Shut your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. Do not attack people. Because all it's going to do is going to create more headaches in the long run for yourself. And I'm going to be blunt about this. I'm not going to lower myself to somebody who's going to be a bully, but I'm going to be blunt on this part as well. It's time for you to stop. Literally, it's time for you to stop the bullying. Many people have suffered because many adults have suffered to seeing their kids getting bullied and have to pay for psychiatric help and stuff. How would you feel that if someone did that to you? You know, it's time for, you know, another thing to happen. Another thing could happen that it could have been, you know, better attacking somebody. State your own personal state of mind on your own reviews on movies and stuff. Don't go bashing others. Because bashing others means that you're just a pathetic weakling that just can't handle somebody else's own opinion on stuff. Because opinions you know, one person's opinion and another person's opinion. You have facts and opinions too. The fact is, the person who cyberbully is that podcaster who's bullying one of my really awesome friends. But for him, for my buddy who actually literally is trying to enjoy doing his podcasting, he can't enjoy it if people are just going to go off and bully him. I'm sorry, but I'm stating the facts. Another thing too, you know, it would have been, you know, it could be a lot nicer that if you state your opinions on movies and stuff, state your own opinions. Do not attack others. State them. Or state the facts. Agree with the facts, not the opinions. Because opinions mean nothing. Because if you argue with an opinion, it's going to create a whole entire drama issue. I am also starting, just to let you guys know, this is my second episode of my podcasting. Honestly, I'm at to the point where things have to be said. Things need to be pushed. Things have to be pushed to the edge now. Of putting a stop to bullying permanently. I've read up on articles where girls were hanging themselves in their dorm rooms in college because of bullying and peeping Tomming men. I'm a guy as well, but I don't do that type of stuff to a girl ever. The only way I'll be allowed to do that if that one girl gives me permission. But even if she gives me permission, I'll still never do it. Because I have high respect. It goes with my buddies. I have high respect for them. You know. The only thing I don't have respect for is people that cyberbully my friends. I'll never have respect for them ever. Ever. You can contact me on. You can contact me in whatever how you want. But I'm sorry. But you're at to the point where things just need to stop. Because I'm tired of it. So, you know, this is, because if this is the reaction that you want from people, is by turning, you know, Mr. Cyberbully podcaster. If this is what you want people's if you want people's reaction to turn against my buddy, well, guess what? It's not going to work on me. Because I'm not scared of you. I'm not afraid of you. You can sue me, but guess what? You can't, because there is no legitimate proof I have mentioned your name. And I'm not going to, because I don't know it. Second, I'm not going to reveal the victim name either, because it would be against my policy. Another thing as well. The only thing you're going to get out of my response is for you, in the words of Biff from Back to the Future. You need to make like a tree and leave. So, I'm going to be, another thing, I'm going to be very blunt on this, that you just need to put an end to your shenanigans and your bullshit. Stop your attacking. Talk about the facts. Talk about your opinions on stuff. Not attacking a podcaster. I'm sorry. You call those opinions? I call that bullying. Because I literally can call the federal agency and have you arrested for cyberbullying. So I want you to think about that for a minute. Because you're breaking federal law. And it is against the law to cyberbully somebody. It's, they're actually literally starting to make it to where it's against the law to bully anybody anymore. And I'll be glad when that happens. So, you know, so pretty much, stop. If you want to make yourself look good, talk about the facts. Don't be something you're not. And another thing too, to all the kids that are in elementary schools, if you're listening to this podcast on your Spotify, I am Legendary Green Ranger. I have a YouTube channel, and including also, this is my podcast. Listen to this, when you first listen to this, make sure you're listening carefully to everything I say. Because bullying isn't right. Bullying has to stop, and it has to stop now. The more fighting we have against bullying, the lesser stress the parents have on people. Alright? And if you have a problem with a bully, go tell a teacher. If a teacher doesn't do anything, go to the principal. If your principal doesn't do anything, go to your parents, and they will go to the police. That's the best way to handle things. Alright? Anyway, folks, you guys have a great and awesome day. Today is August 13th of 2020, and it is now 6:42 in the morning, and may the power protect us all.